This is SB Nation Radio.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
A new generation of sports radio.
This is the Tony D Show.
Now it's time to see who has the heart.
This is our countdown to kickoff featuring the Denver Broncos. Live from the Quicken Loans Studios in New Jersey, here's Tony Desiri.
Well, glad you can be with us here on SB Nation Radio. And as you heard at the beginning, we are doing our countdown to kickoff. A preview a day, a team a day, all the way through to the start of the season. And taking a look at the Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos, Nate Kreckman, Altitude 950, is going to join us in 30 minutes to give us a little preview of where this team is heading into 2016. Listen, when you get a Super Bowl championship, you get a lot of leeway, right? You get a lot of wiggle room, especially if you've given a Super Bowl to a fan base that's, you know, gone a while without one. Denver last won one in 1999. So, you know, you give them one after a certain amount of time, and you are allowed to sort of, you know, get some wiggle room, right? So John Elway used that. Brock Osweiler decided to go elsewhere, went to Houston, right? They lost Malik Jackson. They made the players that Danny Trevathan had left. He kind of messed around with Von Miller a little bit in terms of making strong stances and, you know, trying to let this negotiation play out and trying to be kind of the heavy in the deal. And in reality, it did work out. But believe me, there, you know, you could start sensing, if you're a player, you're kind of sensing what you're dealing with. But again, all of this is under the umbrella that the Broncos have won a Super Bowl. And so this is what we get to do. Can you imagine if the Broncos had not won the Super Bowl, if the Broncos had lost to, let's say, the Steelers in the playoff game? Right. All of that would have done. You would have been able to do some different things. Right. You would have been able to sort of lock up Brock Osweiler, get to him early so that he doesn't feel like he's got to go somewhere else and whatnot. You probably would have not dealt with Von Miller the same way. You win a Super Bowl, you get to do these kind of things. And John Elway did these kind of things because you're allowed to do that. It's still a business and you still got to treat it that way. But the desperation isn't there. And they always say that. Right. Well, every year we want to win a Super Bowl, of course. But when you win one, you get to do some wiggle room too. You also get a little bit of breathing room because the pressure isn't already there. You've accomplished your goal. When they brought in Peyton Manning, it was to win a Super Bowl, and he almost left Denver without one, but nevertheless, they did. And they did so last year with a really bad offense, a really bad offense. The quarterback situation wasn't solidified. Peyton Manning was turning the ball over. He didn't look right. It was really painful to watch because you knew this was his final year, and he was going to be going out kind of limping his way around his final year in the league. He got benched. He had gotten booed. Brock Osweiler came in, had played really well, and people were really excited about him. Then he sort of tailed off a little bit, and the Broncos were struggling. But that defense was keeping them in games. In fact, Denver was defensively an astonishing 11-2 this year in games decided by a touchdown or less. That means your defense is above average. It's superior. It's one of the better defenses we've ever seen in the league. And that's really where their bread and butter was, because it wasn't at the quarterback position. Now, they go into the postseason, and they win close games in the playoffs. Pittsburgh Steelers had a chance to knock him off. Toussaint fumbled the football in Denver territory. The New England Patriots made some what I thought was questionable decisions by going for it on fourth down when they clearly were getting the ball back consistent enough to try to put points back on the board after missing an extra point early in the game and forcing them to basically having to go for two at the end. They got to the Super Bowl, and while we kind of remember the dominating defensive performance and the shutting down of Cam Newton and the Panthers, and that sort of kind of the memory bank of that game, the Panthers were in it until the very end. The Panthers were only down six until Cam Newton was stripped of the football and the kind of direction of the game went in Denver's favor and they locked it up. So they come in this year as champs. They lock in Von Miller, their best defensive player, one of the best players in the league. But they also come in with a quarterback story. And I don't want to say controversy because it's a quarterback story. Who is going to take over a Super Bowl winning team? It's not going to be Peyton Manning. He's retired. It's not going to be Brock Osweiler. He is now the quarterback in Houston. So where do they go? They bring in Mark Sanchez. They have Trevor Siemian from off the bench. And then they draft Paxton Lynch out of Memphis. So they go into camp with three guys, all three different type of players, how they got to this point. As I said, rookie, backup, and veteran. And now they're sort of saying, well, the quarterback situation is wide open, which I'm not really buying. And again, Nate Kreckman coming up in 25 minutes. We're going to ask him about this because I don't get it. You can lean towards one guy in camp. You don't have, just because you lean towards one guy in camp doesn't mean is not that he's your starter going into the season or will be your starter by week four. It doesn't mean anything. But when you come out and say, here are three guys, and they've all got here in different directions. They all took different buses to get to Denver, right? Trevor Siemian was the backup to Osweiler, been on the bench for a while. You have Mark Sanchez, who played with the Jets and went to the Eagles and bounced around. He's kind of a veteran guy who knows the league. He's had success and he's had failures. And then you draft a kid out of Memphis that does need some work. And now you have all three guys and you say, wide open. It's wide open. Are you kidding me? I mean, seriously, are you kidding me? You've got to at least lean towards Sanchez. Argue up and down you want about his effectiveness. I know I've heard it a million times. I've read it a million times. But if you can't lean towards a veteran right off the bat, where are you going? Are the Denver Broncos, who still have one of the most formidable defenses, really going to rely on the same formula that worked for them last year? Think about this for a second. It was precarious last year. It wasn't a lock. They almost lost two playoff games. You have to have a quarterback. This formula does not work consistently. You have to have that position solidified. You have to have someone in that position that can at least do something positive. Don't blow this great defense by handing it to a rookie, and don't blow this great defense by giving it to a backup right off the bat. If they prove it, go ahead. Fine, go ahead. But the idea that three guys are going to be competing for a job, and again, I'm not a big Mark Sanchez fan, but I'm just saying this doesn't seem to be right. This seems to be something they're playing out. This seems to be something that they're giving to us to sort of create something. Because that defense is going to give you winning seasons if you play the offense correctly. You don't have to have the record-setting offense of 2013. You don't have to put up touchdowns after touchdowns after touchdowns after touchdowns and set the league on fire with that defense. You don't have to do that. But the formula last year isn't going to work again. They almost didn't win the division. They almost didn't win the first game of the playoffs against the Steelers. They almost didn't get home field advantage throughout the playoffs. There's a lot of close calls here. These are statistics, and you talk about them all the time in sports. I'm not a huge statistic guy. You will not hear very many of them, but some stand out. 11-2 in games decided by a touchdown or less, that's an anomaly. That's not something you count on. Because football is a crazy game. The ball is designed to bounce funny. So when it hits the ground, it could easily go into your hands or it could easily go into your opponent's, especially when it pass deflects off a shoulder pad or whatnot. I mean, think about their story last year for just a second. Think about how Peyton Manning throws all of these picks against Kansas City at home. He's getting booed as he's going to the bench. Brock Osweiler comes in, and then Brock Osweiler is on the cover of magazines, right? His jerseys are flying off the shelves. And then they play this game against San Diego at the end of the season. Now, at this point, everything is in flux. Everything is in play for the Broncos, right? They could either be the sixth seed. They could be the fifth seed. They could be the number one overall seed. We had a lot of these games that were all going to determine how the AFC seeding was going to go, right? And Brock Osweiler struggles, and I put those in quotes, because a lot of his turnovers weren't his fault. Ball pops out of guy's hands, hits somebody on the shoulders, it's intercepted. All of a sudden, there's five turnovers on the board. So where does Gary Kubiak go in the final game of the season? He goes to Peyton Manning. And Manning manages well enough to get the Broncos a victory, and they go into the playoffs where Manning is given the starting job, and he takes it all the way through. And his one accomplishment that he achieved was that he didn't turn the ball over until they got to the Super Bowl. Look at that formula for a second. Think about how on thin ice your offense is to helping to almost causing you to blow a run towards the Super Bowl, as exceptional as their defense was. And now the question is, who's going to take over? And it could be rookie, backup, journeyman. And that's what they're going into. And oh, by the way, sit down for the game show, because it's all going to be played out for you this entire August. and start talking about us and start breaking our down. And you guys who are coming down to camp to watch us, you make your own evaluations. It's all going to be the centerpiece of what we're doing in training camp. I mean, you know that old saying, if you have two quarterbacks, you have none. What if you have three quarterbacks? What does that mean? You don't even have the position? All right. Nate Kreckman at the bottom of the hour. Coming up next, Texas A&M. What a disaster. We'll talk about that coming up next. It's Tony D. Tony D Show, SB Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Paul of the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to SB Nation.
A new generation of sports radio.
Here we go.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You feel an overwhelming sense of calm in 3, 2, 1. Your home and auto insurance is bundled like a baby in a warm, buttered blanket. The money you save rains gently down upon you. In bills, not in coins, because that would probably hurt.
Worries drift away when you bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
If you own land, you know that one of the most important purchases you can make is a reliable tractor. And they don't come any tougher than Mahindra tractors. Mahindra tractors are designed to push more, pull more, and lift more. And they're assembled right here in the USA. Plus, every single Mahindra tractor is backed by an industry-leading 5-year warranty. That's why 98% of Mahindra owners would recommend one to a friend. 98%. No wonder Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. So if you love your land, take home the tractor that helps you rise to meet any challenge from Mother Nature and beyond. Mahindra. Learn more about the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Care for the land you love with the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra. Mahindra tractors are assembled right here in the USA and backed by an industry-leading 5-year warranty. Find your Mahindra dealer at MahindraUSA.com.
Mahindra, the toughest tractor on earth.
Hey, Sean Salisbury here. Now, Tweaker is a shot of liquid energy, the synergistic effect of our Health Club quality ingredients, and a perfect blend of caffeine is a day changer. And for a guy like me, who works 6 hours of national and local radio a day, I gotta have my Tweaker. It gets me through the day. It has zero sugar, zero calories, zero carbs. When all other energy shots have made promises to keep you going, Tweaker truly delivers. Tweaker is a designer energy shot with Health Club quality ingredients that we all need. So get on Tweaker now.
Prime Cut
Josh Gordon reinstated by Roger Goodell. And on the same day where we see this Alden Smith video where it looks like he's smoking weed, this may be the time, Sean, for us to have a little discussion. The policy is, you know, three strikes and you get a year fine. But maybe we need to change the policy and not wait for the new CBA.
I do believe we've got to be a little more progressive in this. You know what? We can't treat punching a woman in the face like we do smoking a joint. I'm just sorry we can't.
Tune in to Prime Cut on your drive home on SB Nation Radio. This is Game Night with Matt Perrault.
And for the Texans, the words back surgery and J.J. Watt should scare the holy heck out of you. I mean, my goodness. That is not good. And, you know, when I hear back injuries, especially when it comes to guys of his size, you have to wonder what else is wrong, because you have to figure that that is why he's, you know, dealing with a back injury, that something else is wrong. That there was a shoulder, there was a leg, there was something that caused his back. He was compensating, and thus he hurt his back. And you hope that it's not going to impact the regular season, in particular because you have Brock Osweiler coming in, and you have all this excitement in Houston for they finally have a quarterback. Now they finally have a quarterback. They've got a good running attack. They've got a quarterback. They've got some really nice wide receiver weapons.
Each weekday night, catch Matt Perrault live from the Palazzo, Las Vegas, from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Tony D Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Tony DeZiri.
All right, Nate Kreckman's joining us in 15 minutes, Altitude 950 in Denver, as we continue our countdown to kickoff. Tomorrow, Adam, we're doing the New York Football Giants. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Very good. Christian Dyer is going to join us for that.
Yes.
So we'll be breaking that team down. Oh, by the way, I have a little economic tip for those of you who attend golf tournaments. I forgot to mention this in the last hour. So when I went Monday for some practice rounds, I went a little hog wild in the gift shop. All right, I really wanted all sorts of stuff. I got a towel, I got a ball marker kit, I got a shirt, I got my daughter a souvenir. I mean, I spent some money, and I was really excited to be at the PGA, and so I left there, and I. So then on Sunday, a friend of mine wanted a hat. So I was like, all right, so I'll go get him a hat. So I went in there, and everything in the store was 50% off. Everything. And I went, really? Really? Like, why didn't I think of that? They lug all that stuff in there. There's like this 30,000 square foot warehouse of clothes and goodies. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, on Sunday, they don't want to take this all back. So they're practically giving it away. I could have saved myself 50%. I got a shirt for like 30% off, a really nice shirt again for 30% off. So I went a little nuts, but this is a little economic tip. Wait a little bit. If you're going later in the tournament, especially on Sunday, if you're going at that time, then get all your goodies. Don't get all your goodies earlier, because it's, you know, save yourself some time. So there you go. I don't give a lot of economic tips on the show, but that's one of them. All right, this segment brought to you by Boston Beer, Sam Adams. What's brewing in your town or hometown? We're going to talk a little bit about Texas A&M, and Texas A&M has had its run of the mill of certain things that have made people kind of scratch their head. But this latest one with this women's seminar that they had me going, okay, all right, there's got to be some sort of, somebody has to come in and sort of sit Kevin Sumlin down and go, all right, look, we got to have everything stop. Okay, because Jim Turner, who was involved in the Richie Incognito bullying scandal at Miami, was involved in this women's seminar that they had to get female fans interested in football, get them knowledgeable about football. And they used a lot of sophomoric humor in the descriptions of certain positions. They used a few, sexual innuendos. And then they rewrote the Aggie song for this seminar, in which they made references to Cascade, dish towels, like it's 1955. All right. Now, this insulted a few of the women that were at the seminar, albeit, you know, everyone should have been, but not everybody was, but they should have been. This is something that if you're an administrator at Texas A&M, you got to come in and go, oh, okay, look, 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 look. You have a program in which you're losing five-star quarterback recruits. You had one of your assistants go on a Twitter rant based on loyalty. What is going on with this football program? And how many strikes does Kevin Sumlin take? The thing about Texas A&M is I liked what Texas A&M did when they arrived in the SEC. Right, they shook up the West a little bit. But I'm also starting to understand that maybe what they did in shaking up the SEC West was not so much Texas A&M, but it was Johnny Manziel. Because right now it feels like there's just one more piece of news that makes you go, what is going on in College Station? And Jim Turner, you can be poisonous when you leave a situation like Miami, but you're not going to be poisonous for long. We see this time and time again. Guys make a mistake or they're involved in something. They take a little bit of a breather, but the coaching world is so interconnected that, and guys, what happens inevitably is a guy makes a mistake at school or team A, right? And in this case for Jim Turner, it was in Miami with the Dolphins, but he is interconnected in the coaching tree and people know them personally. So they would make comments, that's not really him. I'm a little surprised. No, he's a good guy. I worked with him here. You know, he might have gotten caught up in something. And that's how it works. That's how the sort of LinkedIn of the coaching world is. So every time I hear somebody say, that guy's never going to coach again, surprise, they'll coach again. Because it is connected. There is a community. There is a fraternity. And a lot of people look out for each other. And I'm totally fine with that. Because I do believe in second chances. I do believe when you make a mistake, sometimes it shouldn't defy everything that you are. Okay? I don't think anybody should be blackballed or any of those situations. I don't like that. I'd like to see guys get second chances. This drove me crazy. This made me shake my head. This made me go, come on. There wasn't a lesson learned that we live in a different day and age. One of the lessons that Jim Turner apparently didn't take out of Miami is we are going, whether he likes it or not, into a new era of sensibility. And you can be totally opposed to that. You can actually say, oh, we've softened up too much or whatever it is. And we certainly had that debate with what went on with Miami about, oh man, hazing's been around forever. Why are people so sensitive about hazing? Nevertheless, in 2014, 15, 16, we're now in a different era. And you've got to adapt because you're not getting the receptive audience for what your message is. So if you condone this sort of sophomoric action at these women clinics as just good old boy fun, you're misreading what 2016 is presenting itself in terms of audience. And if you misread it like, well, it worked a couple of years ago, well, you still have to sort of play into the idea of what is it going to play in now. If it played 5 years ago, does it play today? My theory is that if you're putting something together like this, you need a second eye. You need maybe a third eye. If you're going to sit down and write song lyrics that are condescending towards women, and puts them in the light of homekeepers, and boy, they're just scrubbing out the stove, and now they're going to learn about football, or they're getting dinner on the table for their man while they learn about pass blocking. You need another pair of eyes on it. Maybe a set of younger eyes, or maybe, just maybe, somebody that's not in your inner circle. Maybe somebody on the outside of your inner circle, and somebody that's not afraid to say, Coach, this is pretty offensive, and this is going to put everything in a bad light. Believe me, this is the kind of story you just don't win on. There's a lot of times we have these sort of controversies where one side is saying, that's offensive, that shouldn't have been bad. And then there's another side that says, wait, this is the way we see it. This is one of those stories where there isn't another side, and if there is another side, it's not going to get the kind of voice that they want it to get. You're just going to get shot down with, this was a dumb idea. If you want to argue about sensibility of people, do it somewhere else. Right now, having women pay $80 to attend a clinic and then insulting them while they're at the clinic doesn't seem like a good idea to me. So again, Kevin Sumlin needs to be on top of this kind of stuff because his program has run amok of these kind of situations where, again, a coach is on Twitter calling out a player's loyalty, making a mess of that. He's got recruits walking out. He's got people who want to play at Texas A&M deciding they don't want to play at Texas A&M. And now he's got one of his assistant coaches going, hey, put down the cascade and learn about the cover two. That's not going to fly. It's not going to fly. I just don't understand why you can't have somebody saying, let's take a look at that. We just need to be just a touch careful. We just need to make sure this doesn't come out to bite us because we've been bitten a lot. All right, Nate Kreckman, Altitude 950 in Denver. As we continue our countdown to kickoff segment, on this day we're featuring the Denver Broncos. How are they looking at quarterback? And that defense, despite some losses, how good is it going to be in 2016? It's the Tony D Show on SB Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation Radio.
Guys, I'm bringing the party to you.
A new generation of sports radio.
Need more SB Nation? Check out our friends at SBNation.com. Follow them on Twitter at SB Nation.
SB Nation is powered by
Berryman B12 Chem Tool. The good stuff.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
This is Game Night with Matt Perrault.
Quote, the WWE's Talent Wellness Program does not apply to part-time performers such as Brock Lesnar. Huh? What? This is a joke. Look, the WWE's been a joke in my mind for a long time, but this confirms that any idea that they care about their athletes, that is also a joke.
Each weekday night, catch Matt Perrault from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time on SB Nation Radio. This is the Steve Zabin Show.
They sell porn at airport newsstands. Scott would know about that.
What do you mean Scott would know about that? What are you saying?
You travel.
I traveled recently.
You actually don't buy, but you travel.
It's been a long time since I've seen porn at airport newsstands. I'm not saying no.
It's there.
When they did have them,
it's
top shelf.
Covered, top shelf.
By the tan bar.
And they're
bar,
in bags.
The plywood of shame.
I need a luggage tag, some bottled water and some porn. Where would those be?
Oh, when you're traveling, you don't want to have to land in the city you're landing and then go find the seedy part of town for the so-called adult book store.
Right at the airport.
You know, there's no sex in the champagne room and there's no books in the adult book store.
Or just offend everyone on your row and do the in-flight Wi-Fi and just go to your favorite site and watch away.
They
what
block
the hell?
A lot of those sites. Allegedly.
Right. Well, then download them before you get on the plane.
You could do that.
I'm going to edit some film. What?
Catch Saving the Boys every morning, Monday through Friday, on SB Nation Radio.
It's time to get ready for next football season.
Hey, it's Chris Childers. Make sure you join us Saturdays on the Legendary Coaches Show. Our show's about college football. We all love college football, and we break it down, but we do it a little bit different than any show out there. We bring you inside the game from the legendary coach's perspective. Philip Fulmer, Gene Stallings, Vince Dooley, guys like that, they join us every week to take you inside the great game of college football. Check it out.
This is the Steve Zabin Show.
Dateline Jacksonville. Remember when Jags running back Denard Robinson rolled into a pond with his car at 4 a.m. dead asleep and cops knocked on the window and they're like, bro, you're sinking. Yeah. And he was so tired. He's like, I need 5 more minutes. And they're like, no, bro, you are going to drown. You better get out. Apparently video is now out of that accident. It doesn't show him going into the pond, but it does show Denard Robinson's car slow rolling across 5 oncoming lanes of traffic.
Oh, no.
And out of view into the pond. Now, it was at 4 a.m., so it's 5 empty lanes of oncoming traffic.
Thank God.
But here's the most amazing part of the story. Robinson was not charged with anything because officers determined he wasn't impaired. Why don't you charge him with failing to stay awake while driving?
Catch Saving the Boys every morning, Monday through Friday, on SB Nation Radio.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the 3 most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These 3 little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is LLC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-943-9763 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the 3 little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-943-9763. That's 1-800-943-9763.
The Tony D Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Tony DeZiri.
All right, thanks for joining us here at SB Nation Radio. Continuing our countdown to kickoff, the Denver Broncos are the team we're featuring today, the Super Bowl champs, coming in with 3 guys all vying for the quarterback position. Nate Kreckman joins us, Altitude 950, help us break down the champs. How are you, Nate?
What's up, Tony? It's kind of weird to be speaking to you in the daylight hours.
I would agree. Yes, sir. Absolutely. I kind of looked outside and went, oh my God, this is the sun. I just don't see it very often when I'm in this studio. All right. So, Nate, are we buying this 3-man all vying for a quarterback position? Is this a ploy or is this a real open competition?
No, it's not a real open competition. It is Mark Sanchez's job to lose. And based on what we've seen early on in camp, at least so far, I don't think he's going to lose it. Paxton Lynch appears to be very physically gifted, but is a rookie coming out of a very simple spread system that he ran in Memphis and is now trying to take over an NFL huddle. And there are times that you see him flash in ways where you look at it and go, okay, I get why he was a first-round pick. And then in the span of the same series, you will see, oh, he's a rookie. He's got a ton to learn about running an NFL offense. Trevor Siemian is fine. He looks like a serviceable backup quarterback. I know the coaching staff likes him, but Mark Sanchez has the greatest command of the huddle, command of the team. Yesterday was the first day in pads and practice, and end of the practice it got a little bit chippy, and Sanchez was the guy that kind of went in and calmed it all down. So he's that veteran presence that this very, very talented roster needs a quarterback. So if I'm handicapping it, I would say, and this is what I've been saying on my show here in Denver, I've got an 80% chance of saying it's Sanchez, 15 Siemian, 5 for Lynch, but really I expect it to be Sanchez's job.
So why don't they just come out and say that? Because, again, you're getting a defense that's going to be really good again. The formula last year, you really don't want to replicate that. You want some sort of offense that's going to be productive. But at the same time, you don't want to ruin the window you have with this defense by just handing it to a rookie or a backup's backup.
Exactly. And I think what Gary Kubiak is doing right now is actually pretty smart, because I think what he's doing is he is allowing Sanchez to kind of separate himself. So rather than have this be just a coach's designation, let's get it to a point where there is a quarterback that this great defense is kind of buying, that they are saying this guy is a legit NFL quarterback, that his fellow receivers and the other guys at the skill positions will say, all right, that is the guy that gives us the best opportunity to put up numbers and put points on the board. So it's clear that Sanchez is the one right now, that he's getting kind of one reps. But I think it's kind of smart of Kubiak to be playing it the way that he is of, all right, rather than just have something be forced upon this championship locker room, let's give this championship locker room a chance to buy into somebody. That's the guy that they will follow. That guy has a greater opportunity to be effective. It's kind of a lot of semantics right now that are going on here, but I think what Gary Kubiak is trying to do is just let the cream rise to the top on its own and let this thing kind of take care of itself rather than being too heavy-handed right now.
All right, defensively, they lock up Von Miller, but Danny Trevathan's gone and Malik Jackson's gone. But in a sense, this seems like the pieces are still there for a good defense. How good will it be? What kind of drop-off will we see next year?
I think there will be a little bit of a drop-off. And the biggest reason why is they just had unbelievable luck health-wise last season. The defense that they finished the year with, that they started the Super Bowl with, was the same defense that they started the year, except for Derek Wolfe, who was suspended for PEDs at the start of the season, and he was then back. They just had great injury luck all season. So just because of that alone, I do think we'll see a little bit of drop-off. It's just it's impossible to predict that a football team is going to have all of their stars defensively stay healthy for a full season. That said, the pass rush, even with a slightly diminished DeMarcus Ware, has a chance to be even better this year because Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett are two young players that continue to develop. In the secondary, Bradley Roby and Kayvon Webster are the 3 and 4 behind Harrison Tlaib, and I think there's any number of teams in the league that those two, Roby and Webster, they could be a starting cornerback duo in a lot of teams in the league. It's just an embarrassment of riches with this defense. Yes, you lose Malik and Danny, and they are fine players, but let's be honest, 9 of 11, really 12 starters, 10 of 12 really if you count the nickel package and Roby, are back on a great defense. So they're going to be really, really good again.
Nate Kreckman, Altitude 950 in Denver, as we preview the Broncos, brought to you by Progressive, comparing rates to help you save. Now that's Progressive. All right, so offensively, in terms of we talked about the quarterback, what's the running game going to look like for the Broncos?
It's going to look like the Mike Shanahan, Gary Kubiak running game that we all came to know and love for a long, long time. Last year was the bizarre hybrid Manning-Kubiak offense that the Broncos ran to terrible results, and yet somehow they came out of it with a championship. But this year, based on what we're seeing in camp and what we expected coming in, it is back to business as usual. The quarterback is under center. There are double tight ends in many of the formations. There are two backs in many of the formations. I think the Broncos did that all of 25 times total last season. They might do it 25 times in the first half of the first game this year. The fullback is back in Denver, and it is misdirection and zone read and play action boot and everything that you remember about the Gary Kubiak zone read West Coast offense. It is all back now in Denver.
Offensive line, it was a little shaky. Where does it stand right now?
That's one position that I cannot definitively say it will be better. It should be better.
Sure.
Russell Okung steps in at left tackle, and he's on that goofy contract that is basically a one-year show-me kind of deal. And Okung's a good veteran, but health has always been a little bit of an issue with him. At the guard positions, they're young. Max Garcia and Tyson Brilo, a couple of guys that they drafted just in the last couple of years, now getting an opportunity as starters at the guard position. Center, they're strong with Matt Paradis. And right tackle, we think Donald Stevenson from Kansas City will win that job, although Michael Schofield's name is certainly in the mix. Fans around the country will remember Michael Schofield. He was the guy that Khalil Mack was running past over and over and over again in the second half of that Broncos-Raiders game last year. So the offensive line, it should be better. I think it will be better, but really I can't definitively say. I think one thing that will help this offensive line is that this is a team that identity-wise knows what it is offensively versus, again, a season ago where week to week you didn't know what the offensive line was going to be asked to do.
Nate Kreckman, Altitude 950 on the Broncos. Really appreciate it, my friend. You are the hardest working man in the business. That was good stuff. Thanks, my man.
Well, that's a complete and total lie, but I'm happy to provide anything that I can.
Nate, great talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
Nate Kreckman, Altitude 950, breaking down the Broncos and touching on, look, in the end, this is a team that's going to be defined by defense. You don't need a star quarterback. As I was saying earlier, you don't need to find one of the diamonds in the rough at the position at quarterback, but you can't rely on what they had last year. They were one of the worst teams offensively last season. They just didn't need to have it come to fruition because defensively they were so good. 31st in passer rating, for crying out loud. They were one of 14 on third downs in the Super Bowl and yet won. I mean, this is just like the Ravens, where we'll remember this team defensively as a championship team, but offensively we'll hold our nose and go, how in the world did they make that happen? So you come into this season, and I said earlier tonight, the idea that there was going to be these three guys, a rookie, a backup's backup, and a veteran, all competing for the job, seemed crazy. I like Nate's take on it. It's a way of Kubiak sort of allowing Sanchez to separate himself from the pack, but come on, a full-blown quarterback, open tryout? Come on, not for the Super Bowl champs, no way. All right, we'll give our predictions on the Broncos season and touch up some other stuff in the NFL. It's coming up next. Tony D, SB Nation Radio.
Are you ready?
This is SB Nation Radio.
Make sure to follow us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio and listen online all the time on SBNationRadio.com.
A new generation of sports radio.
SB Nation is powered by
Mahindra, the toughest tractor on earth.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their top competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with top competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Folks, I'm the extra crispy Colonel from KFC, and it sure is hot out. You could fry an egg on the sidewalk, but you can't use the sidewalk to freshly double bread three chicken tenders and fry them up to an extra crispy, juicy finish and serve them with a biscuit, mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. You can only get a real meal like that in my extra crispy tenders $5 fill-up. It's 100% guaranteed not to be fried on sidewalks. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
This is the Steve Zabin Show.
Do you have special rings or alerts for certain people?
No. Other than the Imperial March for my wife?
Yeah. Lord Vader wants me again.
Oh, boy. What is it? Oh, just a gallon of milk on the way home.
Thank God.
Catch Zabin the Boys every morning, Monday through Friday, on SB Nation Radio.
Are you into sports betting? Are you trying to learn more tricks of the trade? Check out the new audiobook, An Introduction to Sports Betting, Blitz Style by Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman. If you're new to the game, want to learn the basics, they have you covered. If you're a veteran gambler and you want to improve your profit margin, this book's also for you.
With almost 50 years of combined gambling experience, Bauer and Hoffman break down strategies for specific sports and types of wagers. They also delve into one of the most overlooked basics. That's right, how to manage your money. Sports betting has become more mainstream, and the competition is tougher than ever. Now you have the chance to level the playing field by downloading today. Thousands of dollars worth of knowledge are available for you at just $12.99. Go to podcastarena.com. That's podcastarena.com. And check out the Blitz page and follow the link. It takes minutes to download, and just a few hours, you'll have a lifetime's worth of handicapping tips at your disposal. It's an introduction to sports betting. Blitz style available now.
This is the Joe Nemechek Show.
That was a record for the number of cautions come out during a truck race at the Poconos. Do you think that impacted it at all?
That's kind of a tough race when it's like that. I think the guys need to be smarter about how they're going. You know, so many trucks didn't get to the end of the race. If you can't finish, I mean, you're just wasting your time out there. So you got to be smart about how you drive and the decisions you make.
Here, Joe Nemechek and Matt Perrault every Sunday night at 8 Eastern on SB Nation Radio.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-451-9673. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-9673. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-451-9673.
This is the Steve Zabin Show.
The 42-year-old Luke Akins fell 25,000 feet without a parachute, assisted by three other guys flying around him.
I wasn't sure what they were doing.
They were just there to give him company.
Are you okay? Like, you okay? You're going to die?
Okay, right. Yeah, practice that backward flop on your back, okay? He was in a two-minute free fall, and he landed into a 100-by-100-foot net.
That's it?
That was suspended on giant construction cranes and kept him from turning into a giant pancake on the outskirts of Simi Valley at the Big Sky Movie Ranch, where he landed. There was live GoPro cameras broadcasting the fall.
Right now, this is crazy.
Oh yeah, it is. It is nuts.
I thought he'd ricochet like, you know, Wile E. Coyote in a cartoon.
Boing.
And just shoot back up in the air.
Catch Saving the Boys every morning, Monday through Friday on
This is the Tony D Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Tony DeZiri.
All right, Tony D here on SB Nation Radio, 800-777-2907. If you want to get your thoughts in, pretty much anything as we close out this hour. All right, the Denver Broncos as we continue our preview. And again, if you just joined us, we're doing a team a day all the way to the start of the football season. Tomorrow, we'll be breaking down the New York Giants. I don't have the schedule in front. Where are we going the rest of the week there, Adam?
Give me the Giants tomorrow.
Giants
tomorrow. Then we go Colts on Wednesday.
Oh, gosh. Colts is going to be good.
Yeah, Seattle Seahawks on Thursday. And the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, I love the Buffalo Bills. I can't wait for that
I saw they were close to signing Tyrod Taylor to an extension.
I did. I saw that too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll be done. Rex Ryan and the Buffalo Bills, who I said was going to disappoint.
And the other thing is they're on the verge of signing Reggie Bush to a one-year deal.
That's right. I did. I noticed that too.
I saw that come across. I think it was Rappaport had it.
The Denver Broncos are going to open up the season on the Thursday opening night game against Carolina in a Super Bowl rematch. Nice, very well done, NFL, to give us the Super Bowl rematch in week one. Well done there. But they got, listen to this, they've got three games to start the season. I think we'll get an idea of where they're going, where they're going to go in the first three games. They've got Carolina and Indianapolis at home, and then on the road at Cincinnati. Those are really three tough games to start the season on. Again, defensively, they got two of those games at home. Defensively, they're still going to be good. They got to go to Tampa Bay in early October. I never like going down to Florida in September if you're a team like the Broncos or whatnot. But other than that, it kind of goes. It gets into their conference, the division schedule with games against the Chargers and the Raiders. They got to play a Saints team that's not very good. They have a bye week. They'll play Jacksonville and Tennessee in back-to-back weeks on the road. But then they close out with New England, Kansas City, and Oakland, which I think is going to be a really tough stretch of games. Even though, again, two of those games are home, because I think the Raiders are going to be better. I think 10-6 is reasonable with a new quarterback, and so, you know, everyone's kind of, you know, trying to go after you. You're the Super Bowl champs, and you're not going to get the same bounces. You're not going to get the same luck as you did a year ago. I remember that team, as good as they were defensively, that offense was problematic for them at times. Cost them a chance to hold the lead against the Steelers in a game late in the season. They almost lost that game against San Diego late until Manning kind of righted the ship towards the end. So even though the defense was really good, 11-2 in games where they were, you know, that were decided by a touchdown or less, that means they were in games that were decided by a touchdown or less. And as we know, that can flip either way. So I think 10-6 is reasonable, but I do expect them to be on the better side of 10-6. And you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you get a record where you're really not as good as your record indicates. I think the Broncos are going to be a good 10-6 team. You will almost see them like the 11-5 team that may have lost a bounce or two. But if Mark Sanchez is decent, he doesn't have to be great. If he's decent and the running game is okay, I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be fine. Again, it's not a formula, and I said this earlier tonight. This isn't a formula that they did last year that you take. Nothing, because I hear this a lot with fans, because fans, you know, sort of think, well, if it worked, this is what you do. It doesn't work that way. If you watched this team last year, you knew that they were on the cusp of collapse at any moment. That offense that was not producing points, was not moving the football. You go back to those two playoff games before the Super Bowl. The Steelers really felt that they had given that one away. It was a Bronco victory, and I'm not taking anything away from that because the Broncos earned every victory that they got. But the Steelers fumbled the ball late. They felt like they had controlled the game. The Patriots, I thought, made some really interesting calls towards the end. They went for it a couple of times on fourth down when they were getting the ball back, when they were stopping Manning and that offense. I mean, they were going three and out constantly. So the Patriots had opportunities to try to put more points on the board so they didn't need a two-point conversion late. And then the Super Bowl, as dominating as the Broncos were defensively on Cam Newton and the Panthers were still in it towards the end. They were only down six late in the fourth quarter before they fumbled the ball, and then Manning had the offense punch it in for the touchdown that got them the win. So I think 10-6 is a reasonable expectation for this Bronco team. So again, that's our countdown to kickoff preview. 800-777-2907, 800-777-2907. It looks like the Yankees have made a deal for Carlos Beltran, shipping him out, and he's like their best hitter. So they're clearly waving the white flag. And I started this hour by saying that I think this is good for baseball. I think when the Yankees are sellers, this is good for baseball. It means that there's a formula that is being more accepted around the league, which is grow talent, keep talent, build prospects. They are important. They are not necessarily just trading pieces so you can get an aging veteran to play first base for you. Yeah, teams need to make a boost. They need to go get a guy like the Mets getting Jay Bruce. They need to do that. But when the Yankees start selling, that means it's good for baseball, because the buying aspect of the Yankees is going to be calmed down for a while. I am just really curious of how fan bases that root for the Red Sox, that root for a Yankee, that roots for the Dodgers, teams that have traditionally spent, how they make that transition from my team will get me whatever it takes to make these seasons at least exciting or make me feel like the veteran is going to be putting me in a position to wish for the postseason. But at the same time, the idea that, you know what, my team is being smart. My team has assets that they don't want anymore. They have players that they can get prospects for. The season is not going our way. We have to wave the white flag. We have to build up our farm system. And if you give me a team that will win a title in 3, 4, 5 years from now, I will put up with the pain of today. The Yankees have never had to tell their fan base to do that. Never. In the last 20 years. They've never had to tell their fan base to do that. If you're 25 years old and you grew up a Yankee fan, all you know is my team buys, 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 and buys. Every piece of the puzzle. Hey, we need Roger Clemens. We get Roger Clemens. We need Alex Rodriguez. We get Alex Rodriguez. We need Jacoby Ellsbury. We get him. Whatever, whoever is coming through that is a free agent that can help us, Mark Teixeira, Carlos Beltran, whoever, we will get them. CC Sabathia, we will get them. And now it's turning into what teams who are smart, teams that have built up through the farm system, the Kansas City Royals, the Pittsburgh Pirates, teams have had success not being very good and now being successful enough in these last couple of years. It is a good move for baseball when the Yankees are selling. It means that the system is working. I am Tony D. It is the Tony D Show on SB Nation Radio.